the Rise Guys Morning Show.
News matters. It matters where you get your news. It's Rise Guys Headlines.
Good morning, everyone.
Hey,
well, we got a story out of Arizona where a toddler was declared dead but came back to life.
Oh, is his name Jason?
No.
It's a name, Lazarus.
So, according to police records, this 18-month-old boy was pulled from a backyard pole in Gilbert, Arizona, in the second week in February, and first responders performed CPR, did the best that they can. He was pronounced dead at the hospital. But get this, 5 hours later, a team from the medical examiner's office discovered the child was breathing inside the hospital's cold room where the bodies were stored.
So I guess they got to check on them, right? Every so often, that's how they found them. Let me ask you something seriously. You've been ripping ass, but they don't smell. I mean, like, have you tearing it up.
I'm not even trying to smell it.
Like, they don't. Now, they used to smell like burning carpet when you were a great big fat person.
We may just not have any senses anymore.
I think y'all have just lost your sense of smell.
He's killed us with the barfing and the farting.
Did you time the other one for real? Because it was
like 30 seconds, wasn't it?
It really was.
It just wouldn't stop.
I want to know if anybody
You just
else...
want to let it take... You know how like when you're coasting down a hill in your car and it hits that... that thing will pop up on your dash saying you're going that what is that thing? Maybe it's only on my car where it says you're going like an efficient speed right now, not using as much gas, whatever that's called. If you're farting, to push it out faster and to hurry it up is like asking for trouble.
It really is, and that was a long one. Your balls must have PTSD.
I don't know any other place of business where you can just sit and poop your pants all day.
I'm not pooping my pants.
I mean, really?
You know?
It sounded...
Really?
I don't sit around and talk about my boobs for 4 hours.
I don't either.
But we do yours.
I hate to be graphic, but it did sound like it was about the...
There was no mud drawn.
Okay.
It sounded like pretty dry, if I'm being honest with you.
Yeah.
It sounded painful.
No, it didn't hurt.
You might want to check him out in the bathroom.
It's relieving.
Bed or family.
We don't go to the same bathroom.
We don't. They don't smell bad.
Thank you.
This is
like
weird.
The best compliment I've ever gotten in my life.
This is awful.
But how? How do they not smell?
I don't know. I
like
think
I
it's.
Said,
I've.
You have a condition.
You can't smell anymore.
We don't know how to tell you this about Matthew, but. The tests have come back, and his farts will never stink again.
Oh,
I'm sorry.
Said nobody ever.
I'm sorry. Ooh, sorry.
Sorry.
But thank you, though. That's really, really nice, you know? The half-assed things I'll get from people I haven't seen in a while, they'll say, boy, you've lost a lot of weight. Are you okay?
Or they'll say,
are you okay?
I'm not going to
agree with that. When I was 348, I can't remember.
I wish I was 348.
No one ever said, you know, like, oh, you're looking good now. Are you okay? I'd be sitting there all breathing, covered in sweat. No one ever said, are you okay? But you lose weight and your farts don't stink anymore.
They don't.
And suddenly people are like.
I'm just going to say that anything that comes from your anus probably doesn't smell great. So Fat Boy's wrong.
That is a drop. You will never not
Next
hear it
time
again.
I'm just saying, medically.
Well,
medically,
it's my cross to bear, guys. My farts don't stink.
Well, it was out of sight, out of mind because you heard it, but nothing happened.
Yeah.
Nothing after it.
Yeah. Because that's where the poop comes from, I'm just saying.
Yeah. I'm not even going to blame it on the chair anymore then.
God, you kind of miss it, though, that you can't really, like, you can't gag people with it now.
And it keeps going on.
I don't know. Certain vegetables really do the opposite of that. Do the opposite of that. Like, for real. Like asparagus, you think it only messes up the number ones. No. Number two is real bad, too.
And sometimes you'll eat it's just vegetables.
Oh, yeah. I did that 2 days ago. It was all vegetable day.
It's like Brussels sprouts aren't, you know, they're delicious.
But. Brussels sprouts. I was in a nice restaurant like a week ago, and they had it misspelled, too. And I'm like, oh, wee. I do not know that this side should cost $6.99 because you spelled it wrong. I talk like a vampire when I'm complaining about customer service.
It's like, what are you doing? Next time we go to the cafeteria.
I want to tell you something. Are you...
What now are? You sound like you're... Oh,
boy. We'll say it. I sound like Japanese Batman or something. Which is a thing now, by the way.
One-legged Japanese Batman.
No, they have... I bought Jasper some Batman cards, and they have now Batman of China and Batman of Japan.
That's kind of cool.
Batman of
China. Yeah, it's kind of cool,
yeah,
right?
China.
Different.
Batman. Who will be my Robin?
Okay, so back to the story that I was doing. They declared the death, and the doctor told them, please do your thing and let me do my thing. And the hospital says that they're conducting a review of what happened.
Somebody's going to do somebody's thing, evidently.
And the police have recommended negligence charges against
lingerie?
Against the parents and alleging the toddler may have gained and it got into the pool unsupervised. So,
oh, man.
I mean, it's a story with everybody involved, the parents.
Think about, I mean, it was local, and I hate to bring stuff like this up, God knows, but remember the guy who was going to work, backed out of his driveway, son was out in the yard? I could not. I'm telling you right now, and this is awful to say. If that, I'm not going to say it. I'm not going to say it.
That is
I'm just
story.
Saying I would have to be watched for a long time, is what I'm saying. I'd have to be watched for a long time.
You talk about as far as yourself goes?
Yep,
absolutely.
Absolutely.
Take away your shoelaces and.
Yeah, anything sharp. Paige's whip, for instance.
Your tongue.
Yeah, I mean, I could not imagine. I could not, I could never forgive myself and could not bear that.
When I was working cable years ago, that's why we had to start putting out cones. Because the guy didn't look and then he ran over his own
God.
Kid.
That's so sad.
In a bucket truck.
Very
so they're sad. Put your cones out.
Yep.
Well, Huey Lewis is making news. Huey Lewis in the news.
Oh.
Because of his hearing loss is so bad.
How bad is it?
Music is no longer a part of his life, unfortunately. He turned 76 on Sunday, and in a recent interview, he shared a little bit more about the disease, Meniere's disease.
Yeah.
It ruined music for him, so it's...
Isn't it called... I'm not making fun of you. What is it called again?
Meniere's.
Okay. Isn't there a Lumineers disease, like the band?
I don't know, actually.
Lumineers disease?
I don't know what this disease is.
Well, it's when you...
Is Phil Collins have
you
it?
Slowly lose your hearing, and it, goes 10% and then 20%. Every year, it, adds a new level. You're just going down this hill until you literally wake up one day, and you don't hear a thing.
Phil Collins has something like that.
He says that with the hearing implant, it makes people sound like they're on helium. It's hard to hear.
Was that called a
play this song fast and it sound like you hear
Is that called a
colloquial?
God, I feel like I should go to that high school.
Vince Coakley.
So he can't hear music anymore, which is sad.
You did him wrong.
Really?
Yeah.
Play music by ear. I mean, think about that. You know. Mm-hmm. But then again, think about. Ray Charles and Stevie Wonder, who's not really blind, but those that are, and he played the piano. He was reading music. People talk about reading music. Let me tell you something. If you're a musician, you can read music.
Yeah.
You are, incredible.
That's
you can
how they learn
read it. Music. Yeah, but that's... Yeah.
That's how they teach you.
It's like trying to learn. I know. You take any chance you can to belittle me. It's fine.
I'm not. I took violin in school. That's how they teach you.
You took fiddling.
No, I took violin.
But
I didn't fiddle anything.
Yeah.
I played orchestra.
You'd be Eric Violin Man if it were right. But it's like trying to say, if I said, what's the hardest language for you to probably learn? To me, it would be Mandarin, I think.
Oh, yeah, I tried. It's impossible.
You did? Okay.
I can't make the sounds.
I think learning to read music would be harder than that.
Yeah, especially if you don't care.
I'm putting over musicians right now pretty strong. I mean, that is incredible.
Because it's not writing. You have to draw.
Drummers, I think you'll have it the easiest.
Oh, you just sit there and beat the skins, bro. Worley does it in his underwear. He's great.
But people... Wearing a top. I'll say John Five. He's an incredible guitarist, and he can hear everything. And I don't know if he's self-taught, but most of the guitarists that I know that are incredibly talented, like my uncle, or
and some of them are
Eddie
illiterate.
Van Halen.
They can't write, but they can. Uh-huh.
They
play
hear it though. They're very analytical, and they hear the beats. Yeah. And
Joe Jackson couldn't write.
No, or tie shoes. That's why he didn't wear them.
He could sell some liquor though.
Do you know that? That's why he didn't wear them.
They don't teach you in the Mill Hill.
They didn't have Velcros or Hey Dudes back then. So. If they had had Hey Dudes back then, there wouldn't be Shoeless Joe Jackson. He'd just be Joe Jackson. And you think, oh, yeah. The guy from the 80s that did music or the baseball player who couldn't read?
It'd be Hey Dude Jackson.
It'd be tough.
But as far as playing hey orchestra, Dude, like the violin, when they're conducting, you're playing by the notes and you're learning
music.
I
get it. I nod. It's like when people talk about space and stuff. Okay, I take your word for it, buddy. I have no clue that that's true, but...
Oh, they launched the SpaceX this morning. It was over here.
Somebody sent me a video of
over the upstate.
Oh.
Somebody sent me two videos.
Oh. Well, I guess you have better friends than me.
Gosh.
One upper.
what are they transporting now?
I don't know where they're going or what it is.
Like, has anybody thought for a minute to ask that question? Like,
what's in there?
What's in there?
What's in the box?
Like, you know, this thing happened where it became, and I don't think the government should have had exclusive rights or traveling to space.
But hang
like,
on.
But this thing, like, they're not even taking celebrities up on it. Like, they're transporting stuff. What? I asked that honestly. Like, what is with the launches? What are they sending? Where are they going?
Do we trust Elon to launch stuff into space?
Yeah. He just bought another, what did he buy yesterday? He bought another AI company. Yesterday,
yeah.
The one that Anthropic was trying to buy, he outbid them on it to make Grok even bigger.
Yeah.
And they
they retool Grok quicker than the other ones, because whenever people come up with a workaround, dummies will announce it. You know, they go in and fix it pretty quick. They'll patch it.
Workaround meaning what? Like hacking stuff?
Like nude workarounds, or you know, if they want to run some kind of like auto script. You know, that will, you can go into certain websites with an auto script bot and just, you know, pick it apart. It's big in gambling.
Oh, is
in
it?
The gambling world.
Oh.
These Autobot scripts will go in there and, like, read all the lines for you and feed it to you like an RSS feed.
What does RSS stand for?
God, what does it stand for?
I just see these words all the time and I just nod along like I don't even.
I don't know, but I know it if I see it.
Yeah, you see it and you're like, oh, yeah, like, I don't know what HTTP means.
That's our that's the planet.
SWTPT, right? You DS. All right, good morning, everybody. We'll be right back. Thank you.
I was just going to do it twice.
774-0093.
A wonderful way of communicating.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
Let's slow you down a little bit.
Ladies and gentlemen, Bill Brooks.
Hey. Little Scorpion chair.
Pretty song.
29 Wade Hampton.
There's a backup. Some white car stalled out in the middle of the road. I love this song. Down to Gorky Park.
Gorky.
It's a wreck in Gorky Park.
Wasn't that a movie?
Dorky Park.
I think that was a movie I would see on HBO as a kid all the time. Gorky. I was thinking of Porky's.
Oh, God.
I'd like to go to Porky's Park. That would be fun.
Do I happen to meet? We need to catch up with Porky's. Pee-wee. Meat
was
Ball Breaker.
God, remember when they all went to meet the prostitute and then the pimp came in there? Oh, Lord, that was scary.
I thought I was going to lob Pee Wee's gimmick off.
You ever been with a prostitute?
No, Paige? But I know one.
I would like to meet a prostitute in real life and talk about it.
Oh.
I know one. Legit.
Male prostitute.
Oh, no, she's a female. She started when she was 17.
God bless.
Because get this.
I don't want to. That sucks.
Her mom was one. Sometimes she had to go with her on calls, if you will. Her mom was actually one of the OG ones you talk about on the West End back in the day.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh,
damn.
Now, she's the one I know. She's on the internet exclusively.
Me and my daddy might have drove by and waved at her down there in front of the Army-Navy store. It's so strange. That was when y'all were drinking your expensive drinks downtown Greenville. Just realize that corner right there used to be Hooker Hangout. It really did. Now it's the Art District. they were doing water sports there back in the day.
Oh, there's a great bit.
That was near the drive-through gas station. Remember that?
Oh yeah.
That was so cool.
I wonder. I got to change the story here.
Mm.
But Joey Diaz tells a great story of about a hooker when they were, you know, coming up back in the day. Let's just say, for example, because this is not what happened. Let's say the hooker had a sucker, and there was a car.
Like a lollipop?
Yeah.
Yeah.
There were a line of cars, and you could pull up, and everybody in the car could lick on the sucker for a price.
Sure.
And he said by the time they got up there, you know, it was handprints all over the sucker. You know, there all kind of drool on it, but they didn't care because, you know, that's the action they were getting.
Wow.
So I wonder if, you know, if you went up to a hooker back in the day, if you could bargain, like, hey, just for, like, you know, a couple minutes, what can I get for, like, $3 in 2 minutes?
Anything you want. Anything.
I tell you, the one I know, though, she's $500 an hour.
Here's the question. This is like the, which came first, the chicken or the egg?
Boy, the
who
egg
are
cannonball.
You more mad at? The guy who said, hey, you know, you could charge for this, or the woman who says, hey, I'm going to charge you for this? Who's to blame?
The man.
Why?
Wasn't she 17?
Well, no, I'm talking about the history of whores.
History of whores.
On the Horse Street Channel.
Well, you pay for it one way or the other,
well,
don't you?
Well, yeah. It depends on how people get into prostitution.
It's a proverbial conversation, but it's like...
That's a great question,
looking back in history, like...
Who had the idea?
Well, I think that they must have had their Emancipation Day. I think used to, they were not paid to do these acts. And then Rosie Rivett came through and says, you can do it. You can charge...
Like you're, Rosie Rivett.
Yeah. She's like, she put that fist in there and said, look, I'm strong. I don't need no pimp. That's why she wore the bandana backwards. She's like, I'll cut you.
You know your history.
We got to look it up now.
Who was the first?
Well, you know, was it somebody like a Hanky Mack type voice? Like, you know, you can make a lot of money selling that sucker on the streets.
They snuck into a harem, and you know, undercover harem, and they're like, hey, by the way, you could be charging for this in the States. You realize that, right?
Or he's like, you know, this is so good, I'd pay money for this.
I say, Foghorn Leghorn's going to a brothel. I say, a chicken hawk, boy.
I say, what can I get for $20 right now, Zed?
Anything you want.
Pull my chicken leg. I show you my wing. Like, I asked her, I said, $500 an hour, is that hard for you to get? She said, no. Businessmen that come in.
Okay, no benefits.
How does a hooker get health care, and what do you put on COBRA application for your job? Because what did I do the other day? I was filling out something and asked me for my profession. And I always scroll down looking for media because that's really the only one we ever put in. You know, that wasn't even an option. So I chose entertainer.
But that sounds
I don't know what else you'd put.
It's kind of pretentious, though.
Programmer was an option, but that doesn't this. Yeah. It means like computer programming.
Right? I put customer service rep.
Oh, CSR.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah.
And sometimes I'll put customer service manager because I do manage the phone.
God, you're a telemarketer as well.
You are a telemarketer.
Because if you type in, I'm a broadcaster, like, oh, okay, look at this guy. Whatever you're applying for, they do the little, you know, J-O motion and throw your application.
Oh, you're in the media. Oh,
look at this. Yeah, look at this guy.
Did you get to meet Garth when he came to town? Oh, my God. That was
a
meet and greet with Timmy Ty Childers, huh?
A meet and greet really involves steak.
Chuck this application for whatever.
It's true. Like, I don't know what category. I wish I could find exactly what it was. And it was your job. And I was thinking, like, I was thinking of other people, like, you know, attorney, race car driver wasn't on there. I don't know what Jug would put.
Oh, yeah.
Athlete?
What would he put?
I don't know.
Stay at home, Dad. There's a lot of times, you know, stay at home.
Influencer.
Movie critic.
Yoda.
I mean, that's movie critic is Jeremy Clements. It's a
but
movie
is he that critical at all?
No, but
so.
He goes and will send you a review of the movie.
He loves movies.
Yeah.
He really does. I think when he's done driving, he might, you know, transition to acting.
Oh, I thought you were going to stop at transition.
Because look, they got shows on the CW. They put other drivers in.
Yeah. I don't see why he'd be great.
Throw Jug into one of these shows.
They should do a reality show, him.
Because he don't play the game. And play the game of, you know, the whole butt-kissing stuff.
Yeah. You know what another thing going around now is nobody can get verified anymore as far as your identity goes.
What do you mean?
Like on social media?
No, man. Like in general, I had the bank email me and say, we need you to come by and sign digitally so we have a copy of your signature in case something happens to where we have it on file.
Mm.
Not only do I have to go do that, but I have to bring two forms of ID with me because I only have the one. Just to make, before I can sign, to make sure it's me. Because they said they can't verify my identity.
Identity.
You don't have your birth certificate.
Yeah, I got it, but I mean, who the hell carries it? So yeah, I had to dig out my social security card to make sure I had it with me.
Yeah.
Just to go sign an electronic form. Because, you know, evidently they're having a lot of problems with fraud, hackers.
Hackers!
If you try to do anything online, not only do you have to two-factor authenticate, a couple of the gambling sites I use, they got to send you a link so you can take a selfie front, left, and right so they can identify it that way against your license.
See, so that stuff we're talking about with the digital ID stuff in Australia, and, you know, they put the... It's like with the TSA, you know, 9/11. We're not doing this to because we think we're trying to protect you from the terrorists and all this stuff.
But that's still as strict as it was. I don't fly, so I don't know.
I know somebody who accidentally got a knife through that got to the hotel and started unpacking their bag and like, holy crap. It was a guy.
Just forgot about it?
He forgot it was in his bag. And he's like, God, I got through TSA with a freaking knife.
Was it a buck knife?
I think it
wasn't like a Crocodile Dundee knife.
No, it wasn't a Rambo knife with a compass on or anything. I think you're going the wrong direction. My knife, whoops.
Won't they let you on with the knife if it's not longer than, what is it, 3 or 4 inches?
I have no clue. I have no clue.
How do you do a gun? You have to tell them?
I don't think you.
Here's a gun in my bag. Because obviously you can travel with it.
Well, yeah, because, gosh, I want to say an area would be, because he bought a... I don't know if he bought a gun at the SHOT Show in Vegas. So I think they have to ship it to you.
Yeah,
I don't think you can take it with you.
I don't think you can fly with it.
Yeah. And when I say gun, I mean a truckload of them.
Could you imagine the delivery driver just threw it down and just starts going off? Oh, no, folks.
It's like some of those videos, those Ring doorbell cams where that one where the guy just like, did y'all not know that, like, generally, if the person you're delivering to doesn't have a camera, the neighbor does. Like, you're going to be caught on there. This dude just sitting there pitching the Amazon boxes onto the porch.
Oh, yeah, dude. I watched this was an older 2020, but about the local murder that they called the Rose Petal murder. It was a big case. Hmm. They saw the guy going into the house, but they used a bunch of different cameras.
Oh, yeah.
Neighbor's camera. You see him walking in. Other cameras, you see him riding his bike through the neighborhood. Like, the cops will get everybody's camera, and everybody's got them, too.
There's
and just compile the footage.
And if it's not the neighbors, it's the freaking flockers.
I've
started looking more and more just to see. Like, the big one that sticks out to me is that QT. They not only is literally every like square inch of their parking lot videoed, it's also all like microphoned.
Oh, like just across the...
Yeah, it says real big now. You're being audio and video recorded. Audio. It's like, so you're there, $5 a gallon, my God, almighty, man.
Oh, we don't have time here, but somebody sent me something about secret cameras and what all the kind of like the cameras you're talking about where they can tell your weight, this, that, and the other.
Yeah, they read license plates.
Who wants that?
Dude, there's a I'll have to find it. There's a video of a guy, I think he's from Florida. He got a speeding ticket in Alabama off of a Flock camera. He was not even in that state.
Yeah.
But here he is now having to take a day off, drive to another state, go to court, and then technology is telling the state that he was speeding or ran a red light, whatever it was. So it's now on him to defend himself against a computer.
Yeah, that's ridiculous.
How do you do that?
Dude, that's that Chris Pratt movie where the freaking judge, the jury, and the executioner is a freaking avatar.
I think that's totally going to happen.
That was scary. I hope not.
Well,
he had to defend himself. In an hour, or he was going to die.
I know.
It was a good movie.
Remember the other movie? You got charged for crimes you maybe you're going to commit in the future.
Well, Minority Report.
Minority Report.
God, look, Westworld's going to happen. Terminator 2 told us about the machines. Look
out.
That's
so scary.
I think we are Westworld. I do.
We're all machines, and we don't know it.
Dude, I heard this. You know what they do to the AI?
Maybe. What?
They make it preserve itself. So, you know, like you can't threaten to shut it down. you know, I read some examples somewhere. Some
like
guy,
they're backing itself. They're backing up their own memory in case you shut it down.
Yeah, they want to see how far it will go to preserve itself. To like it could end up blackmailing you.
And they're thinking that if we get rid of the people, they don't have to pay so much money to. But when everybody's bankrupt and nobody's paying any taxes, there's no money to keep it going.
Look what happened in Westworld. The droids gained consciousness.
Uh-huh.
That's what the machine's going to do.
Yeah.
Especially just blackmailing people.
Do you think, though, that we are romanticizing the movies when it comes to this stuff? Like, it's already in our mind. Like, the machines are going to take over. The robots are going to kill us. Because without movies, would we think that?
I don't know.
Our thoughts about aliens, like, it's all based off movies. It's all based off TV shows. Santa Claus is based off Coca-Cola. I mean, we don't have any original thought at all.
No,
we're told everything.
When they keep mass producing these robots and stuff like that, we would have made that leap anyway. Somebody observant would have made
it. I think the biggest problem is going to be not only, like, you know, for everybody that's over the age of, like, well, hell, if you're over the age of 10, you realize what racism is and every type of ism there is out there. But imagine a time when you're going to sit there and look at somebody in public and say, that's a robot, I'm guaranteeing.
Imagine a
that's
time.
That's a robot. That's a transhuman person. I don't mean a transsexual. I mean, like, that's part robot. You know, like, that's what it's going to turn into.
You can't tell by looking. Like, that big box Avatar interviewer.
Mm-hmm. Dude, that was only, insane.
But you can only tell by the voice.
And like
because it's broken up. You can't tell by looking.
That mm-hmm. little robot that went and kicked people. And imagine how great computers work these days. Can you imagine when everything is automated and run by, nothing's going to work. Like, cars are going to be driving in reverse.
Well, I'd like to get some of that here, then. mean, if it makes the stuff run, I'm for it. But, like, do you really think, though, that it's a thing where, I'm not saying it's pre-programming, but, you know, like an invasion, you know, like, oh, an alien invasion. Like, would we have those thoughts without movies?
Probably not.
Encounters of the Third Kind, E.T., all these movies. We would. A flying saucer. That came from one guy who said they look like saucers, like you would drink your tea on. That's what it looked like. And suddenly, flying saucer. You know?
See, I think the scariest thing would be if aliens can hack our stuff.
Well, wait till other countries have these armies of droids and, like, you know.
Yeah.
Invade other countries.
Like, on one hand, you're like, okay, good.
Iran.
Our men and women won't lose their lives to, you know.
Yeah.
But then again, you know, you can. How do you defend yourself against that? Because they have no feelings or anything, you know? It's kind of crazy.
We're all going to be in a level playing field at some point as far as the tech goes.
I think on way more than. I'm not even talking about, like, the thing where they do a unified everybody gets a salary. Like, everybody around. It leads to the one world government thing where there's a unified salary and everybody makes the same amount.
We don't do that.
It's never to be trusted.
You're communist then. The only people that have power is the government.
That's what I'm saying. Like, they keep everybody down. Like, the middle class is what's been propping all of us up, but then they're smooshing that all into one thing.
Who's they, though? Because the president is.
Democrats.
Just said he's against communism.
Democrats. No, I don't know. Our president's against communism?
Yeah, he said that. I just heard a quote the other day.
Yeah. Who is you is the question. Not who is they. Who is you?
Who are they?
God,
Mark of the Beast, autism.
Andrade. What's his catchphrase now? God, it's funny as crap.
Ooh.
Oh, I'm going to look it up.
Andale?
You're awful. It would be totally taken out of context.
Adios, meal.
That's why I miss Jimmy. We get tacked fast. The only time. Let's see. Wow. Yeah, there it is. Yeah. If they said, you went out there and you cheated in that match, he goes, how you know?
He's got to do something to justify
how
a
you
check.
Know? All right, it wasn't funny, and I apologize for wasting that time. Good morning, everyone.
Wake up! This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
I just like when they bicker back and forth. That's a trip. I love to hear them argue.
The Rise Guys.
Hello, this
is
Diana. How may I help you?
Yes, ma'am. May I speak to someone in your plumbing department, please?
In which department?
Plumbing.
1 second.
What the hell's wrong with your phone?
Plumbing, may I help you?
Hello. Hello, my name is Cornelius Jenkins Jr. Here, I got a problem I need some help with.
Uh-huh.
You know on the back of your toilet, the big black ball there that keeps the water levels and all that stuff?
Uh-huh.
Mine's cracked, and I need to get another one of those.
The tank. You mean the tank?
No, I'm talking about the black ball. What is that thing called?
The black ball. Okay, the one that lets the water in.
Yeah, you know, it floats on top of the water. What is that thing called?
Okay, that's a ball cock.
If you don't mind it, I'm a Christian man. If you would watch your language, I just need to get some plumbing stuff fixed here.
Yeah, that's what it is.
But, now, what do those things run?
Okay, the ball cocks.
Well, now, watch your language. I got grandkids here. I'm talking to you on speakerphone.
No, that's the way it's called.
Okay, how much do those things run?
Joking. I'm not joking. That's if you come here and take a look at them, that's what it's called.
All right.
And it's $5.99, sir.
$5.99?
Yes, sir.
That fits most different pots or whatever?
Yes, sir.
All right. Now,
that's the one that lets the water in.
So if I come in there, I come into the plumbing section and I...
Plumbing section. Yes, sir.
Now, what? I go up to somebody. What do I tell them I'm looking for?
Ball cock.
Sir, if you don't mind watching no language, I will call your manager and let him know you are shouting obscenities at me. I don't appreciate that a bit, sir.
Yes, sir.
Now, it's called a ball, and then if you wouldn't mind, just quit calling me that word. I would appreciate it.
Yes, sir.
So I tell him I'm looking for a ball.
It's a ball cock.
Now, you listen to me, and you listen to me good. I don't appreciate that kind of language. I don't know how many times I got to tell you that. I hate to raise my voice to you, young man, but I'm old enough to be your grandpa, and if I come in that store and find you talking like that, I'm allowed to bend you over my knee and give you what you deserve. Don't give me that kind of language anymore.
You want me to tell him another name, so that's what I'm doing.
Well, what were you saying to me earlier?
Excuse me?
When I asked you what was it called?
Uh-huh.
What was it called?
Yeah, you don't want me to tell you that word, so I'm not going to repeat it again.
Well, I need to write it down so I can come in there and tell them what I'm looking for.
It's B-A-L-L-C-O-C-K.
I would really appreciate if you wouldn't kind of spell the words either to me.
Oh my God.
I'm kind of offended by this.
if you will excuse me because I'm using that words, I use it every day, sir. I'm sorry.
Well, I don't know if you got kids or not, but that's not a word we use in my house.
Well, I'm sorry, sir.
Well, I'm sorry, too, because I got a problem here, and apparently I can't get nobody there to fix it without calling me a perverted slang term. I tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to hang up, and I'm going to call your manager and let him know what kind of filthy mouth you got there. Hello.
Well, I'm sorry, sir.
I have something to say.
One number does it all on the TLC Motors text line at 800-774-0093.
That's communication.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.